Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 4th of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Keepak about beef quality and carbon emissions, and we'll be looking at commercial loans and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Jack Power in the Irish Times reports that the Republic's reliance on corporation tax revenue from big US multinational companies continues to pose risks to the stability of public finances, the European Commission has warned. In an annual EU assessment of the state's economic and fiscal position, repeated warnings about the high dependence on corporate tax receipts from a handful of multinational companies in the tech and pharma sectors, that vital flow of corporation tax could be highly influenced by upheaval and changes in the global trade and tax environment, the Commission's report said. The EU's powerful executive arm, which proposes laws and leads on trade, said corporate tax receipts from US companies, as well in excess of what could be explained by their domestic economic activity in the Republic. Emer Walsh in the Irish Examiner reports that more than 17% fall in airline spending, combined with declines across all major sectors, saw the monthly value of card payments fall by more than 4.2% in April. Data released by the Central Bank of Ireland showed total card spending fell to 9.7 billion in April, with the volume of transaction also falling by 4.6%. Reduced spending in April triggered a downturn across all sectors, with expenditure value declining the most across services, social and miscellaneous in-person spending. And it saw retail take the biggest absolute hit, falling by more than 3% to 2.9 million euro last month. This is followed by social spending, which dropped by 5.6%. Reuters reports that Meta lost its fight yesterday against the EU's labelling of its Messenger app as a powerful gatekeeper, which places obligations on tech companies with significant influence. Europe's second highest court upheld the Commission's finding that Messenger was an important gateway for businesses to reach users, triggering obligations under the bloc's Digital Markets Act, or DMA. The Commission did not err in finding that Messenger individually is an important gateway, the judges said. The Luxembourg-based General Court, however, annulled the gatekeeper designation for Meta's marketplace platform, saying the Commission failed to adequately explain its reasoning. The DMA, which became applicable in 2023, sets out a list of do's and don'ts to rein in the power of big tech and create a level playing field for competitors. The ruling can be appealed to the European Court of Justice.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.